USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the Nevada caucus, President Trump held a campaign rally in Las Vegas. He spoke of the problems with the Iowa caucus.
But I hear the same thing could happen tomorrow. I hope it doesn't.
He also mentioned his recent pardons and suggested one might come for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
A man who had a juror who was a radical anti-Trump person. And she didn't say that when she went up there. And she became the foreperson of the jury. And she did terrible things and said terrible things.
He said he was trying to get fairness for him. A federal judge dismissed a racketeering lawsuit brought by Republican Congressman Devin Nunes against the political research firm that enlisted a former British spy to look into the president's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Justice Department has announced that Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $3 billion to resolve allegations that the bank pressured employees to meet unrealistic sales goals, leading to the creation of millions of fake customer accounts. In the settlement, the company admitted it collected millions of dollars in fees and interests through the fake accounts and other products to which it wasn't entitled. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Central District of California said Wells Fargo also harmed the credit ratings of some customers and unlawfully used customers' personal information in the process. As a part of the settlement, the Justice Department said it won't prosecute Wells Fargo for the scam during a 3-year period if the company complies with certain conditions. On Wall Street, investors are still worried about the coronavirus. The Dow was down 227 points, the S&P 500 down 35, and the NASDAQ down 174. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA has approved a new cholesterol medicine for high-risk heart patients. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextlaw for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextlaw could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.